Praise be Jesus and Mary. The responsorial psalm today says, "Do not forget the works of the Lord." And so certainly this is one reason why the church celebrates every year this feast of the exaltation of the cross, that we may never forget what the Lord has done for us, that he has redeemed us on the cross. And so this instrument of torture has now become an instrument of redemption. This instrument of shame has become an instrument of glory. And this instrument of death has become an instrument of life. And all of this is due to the wisdom and the power of God, who is Christ. Christ, the Word incarnate, shows his love for the Father by being obedient unto death, and death on the cross. And so the cross has now become the true pole of the earth, around which everything else revolves. It is the center and focal point of human history and should be what defines each and every Christian. You know, this is why we make the sign of the cross. We sign ourselves with the image of the cross because that is what defines us. St. Francis of Assisi was a great lover of the cross and follower of Christ, and he sought throughout his whole life to conform himself to the cross of Christ, and in fact he did, and God approved of his conformity and manifested that to the entire world by signing his very body with the sacred stigmata, which in fact we celebrate in 3 days. St. Francis received the stigmata just 3 days after the feast of the exaltation of the cross. And this devotion to the cross of Christ is something that St. Francis wanted to inculcate in all of his friars. And so for this reason, every time the friars were to enter a church, they were to say the same words that we said in the Alleluia Antiphon today. "We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your cross you have redeemed the world." And our own institute, Franciscan Friars of the Immaculate, following this Franciscan tradition and this beautiful tradition over in Europe of exalting and elevating and erecting crosses on top of high places, on top of mountains. And this was a beautiful thing that our friars did during my time that I spent over in Italy. And there was this one cross that we carried up the hill in the two different parts, some friars carrying the vertical beam, others carrying the horizontal beam. This was like probably a little smaller than telephone pole size. It was 18 feet long, but you know, about the thickness of a telephone pole. And on it, we had written on the horizontal beam, "Ave Crux Spes Unica," "Hail Cross, our only hope." And then on the vertical beam, "Ave Co-Redemptrix," honoring the woman who stood at the foot of the cross. And this was beautiful because you could actually see it from the highway that passed down way below in the valley. And so this is part of the Franciscan tradition. I think of these great saints like Saint John Joseph of the Cross, again an Italian, who in his own devotion to the cross received some mystical phenomena. He used to elevate and actually fly towards one of those crosses that was erected on a high mountain. And so we honor the cross of Christ today, and we strive to make it part of our life. And I think another thing that is helpful in honoring and exalting the cross is thinking of that vertical beam as our love for God, right? Our love, which is going up towards God and towards heaven, and the horizontal beam as representing our love for neighbor. Right? Because Our love for God and our love for neighbor is a summary of the entire law, right? That should be the entire goal of the Christian life. And now notice the vertical love for God, the horizontal love for our neighbor, in forming this cross signifies that there will be sacrifice involved. There will be suffering and pain to endure in putting that love into practice. And so that shouldn't surprise us, right? This is also part and parcel of the Christian message. St. Maximilian Kolbe, another Franciscan, would say, without sacrifice, there is no love. And so let's embrace today's feast and let's exalt the cross of Jesus Christ and let's incorporate it into our own lives. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.